This TRSA radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula. We're joined by a bit of a local icon, Tony Ford. Tony, how are you?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Excellent to hear. Now, you're from Boston Bay Wines, and Boston Bay Wines has some awesome stuff going on right now. Pickers Platters doing recently, 7 days a week as well.
Yeah, so we've just gone through an ownership change, so the silliest bugger in the family's put his hand up and bought the place, so that's me. So me and my wife Sonia took over on the 1st of July with a lot of help from our family and a lot of support from local businesses and people who had weddings there, and they just wanted to see the place stay in the family hands. Mm. And my family's just made it incredibly easy, and we've certainly settled in now, and some of our concepts are starting to get panned out.
Like the Feed McForty, can you tell us a little bit about this? Because this is basically, it's almost a way to experience everything that the Eyre Peninsula has to offer in one meal, basically.
Yeah, this one came from, in 93 I opened up Saltram's Bistro in Angaston. People used to just come in and say, feed me, and we did it, I think it was about $12 a head back then, but things have changed. This one's, we're starting Thursday to Sunday at Boston Bay Wines, and we've already started that one, unless we've got a function or doing a wedding. So it's a shared dining experience. It's $35 a head, and you just sort of put your trust in me in a way, but we've got a signature fish and chips, which we're really proud of, which we do these special waxy wafers, and they are the best chips I've ever eaten, pardon bragging, but...
Well, we are known as the seafood capital of Australia, so...
Yeah, we probably need to plant some of these special Desiree potatoes. Oh, I'm giving away my secret. So it's served with a citrus-loaded mayonnaise and a swimming pepper salad, which we're also very proud of. And then there's two extra dishes that get served shared style, regionally inspired, and we sort of go in and out of vegetarian and gluten-free and try and make sure there's something for everybody.
Can't go wrong. You've actually got a couple of new drops that have just dropped, I suppose, with the 2019 Riesling and the SB as well, but the SB is fairly limited. It's flying off the shelves.
Yeah, well, I probably don't have to remind everybody. We had that really hot day on the 26th of January. Poor old Lincoln was about 48.8 degrees.
We were hotter than Port Augusta for a while there.
Yeah, well, I was whinging to someone in Port Augusta and they said it was 50-something up there. But it was a terrible day, and we did lose about two-thirds of our white wine for the 2019 season, which wasn't a great way my family to move out of the winery, but that happens, and we got some excellent fruit, but there wasn't much of it. The 2019 Riesling, we've done about 300 dozen, so we're very, very proud of that, and the winemaker said to just plaster it in every wine show you can possibly find because it's an absolute ripper. Also done a 2019 Adelaide Hills Sauv Blanc, mainly to help spread our local one out. Mm. So we're launching that a couple of weeks. The 2019 Sauv Blanc, which they named a shark after, we're really proud of that.
Really?
The Great White. That one... yeah, we'll a super wine with seafood, and we hope 2020's a little bit more promising.
And if you wanted to actually sample it, you can. You guys have teamed up with, I believe it's Option Wine Distribution?
Yeah, Options is my super best friend Steve. He runs that with a team of people in Adelaide, and he covers everywhere from Port Augusta and Ceduna up and the rest of the state. So we still look after Ceduna and Whyalla and down on Eyre Peninsula, but Steve's allowing us to get into places we haven't ventured before. So we're Mount Gambier, we're Riverland, we're Clare, we're Barossa. We also do mail order ourselves, but if you're after a bottle or two, you're most likely to see it all over the state now. So that's very exciting.
You can always find out a little bit more by heading to bostonbaywines.com.au.
Yes, we've got a brand new website, and we're going to list all our people that look after us, and they're mainly the cafes and restaurants and the hotels. Probably got about 70 or 80 places in the state at the moment, but we want to build that to about 200 and really get everyone BBWing.
Absolutely. Of course, with that new website, which is looking $1 million, you can find out so much more about some of the options that you have with Boston Bay Wines, from, as you mentioned earlier, weddings, catering events, the whole shebang. You guys can do it all, can't you?
And we're one of very few places that when you book a wedding, we make sure we haven't got anything on Friday night, and that you can set up and relax and get the team in and get the family in and have a rehearsal and walk out of there knowing that you rock back up at 3 o'clock the next afternoon or wonderful, and you have the greatest day of your life. So weddings are very, very special to us, and we take a lot of care, and I guess we've done 300 or 400 of them over our 37 years. So just love it, and we love people coming back, having anniversary lunches for two, and we've had a couple of men come back twice, so that's so that's been good. So we must be pretty good at it.
Oh, Tony, never a dull moment. It's always worth checking out the website, getting yourself booked in, and getting amongst Boston Bay wines. I mean, you've got such a great outlook overlooking Boston Bay there, and when you pair it with a couple of great glasses of wine, some delicious food, you just can't go wrong.
No, it's, yeah, I think we're the closest vineyard in the world to the sea. We've got a joke, you can only prune at low tide, which is... a bit of a furphy, but...
For everyone listening, if you'd like to find out more information, you can always head to toursa.com.au or just jump straight onto the Boston Bay Wines website as well, bostonbaywines.com.au. Tony, thank you so much for stopping in. Really appreciate your time, mate.
Thank you very much.